This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepare. So I'll be leaving in a little bit, about an hour. And I'm going to be heading for the expo in Marshfield, Missouri, Ozarks Homesteading Expo. I'm looking forward to it. I'll just be walking around the expo grounds, you know, today, saying hello and coming back to the farm and spending tonight teaching around the campfire. So if you'd like to come, send us an email, instructor@usaprepares.com, instructor@usaprepares.com, and we'll get back to you with how to do it. It's in Marshfield, Missouri for the expo, and our campground is in Wright County, Missouri. There's a little hamlet called Grove Spring, Missouri. But it's listed as Niangua, N-I-A-N-G-U-A, Missouri. And that's because the U.S. Postal Service has our street address 11 miles away from where we live in another town. But it would take the U.S. Postal Service to do something like that. Bert's with us. And Bert, you know, there's this loud noise. I didn't know where it was coming from. It's ear-piercing. And evidently it's coming from a Ford F-150 truck.
Yeah.
Do you know about that?
Yeah, they got a problem with them. on top of everything else, and this problem, it's not just the electric ones. It's apparently a whole bunch of F-150s, and they're just making an ear-piercing noise. And it's, pile on Ford. I mean, they can't seem to do anything right. I still can't believe that the CEO took him, you know, 5 years of Ford building electric cars, probably a little more than that, for him to actually go out in one and try and drive any distance. And he comes back and says, you know, I think we have some things to work on here. It was a little difficult making my trip work with having to find places to charge and then waiting and then not all the chargers worked and stuff, but hey Vince, happy Friday, but two stories just came across my desk, and we've been reporting on Maui, and Vince, I don't know which of these gets your blood boiling more, but let me just tell you them. One of them is that apparently when the fire was coming into Lahaina and people were fleeing, and, of course, there were no alarms, but, you know, people know when they smell smoke and see fire, they better get out of there. Well, Vince, the electric company was actually blocking off the roads because they didn't cut the power, and they were worried people would drive over live electrical wires. So, Vince, they actually had many of the roads blocked off because they were worried about people driving over live electrical wires. Well, I mean, I can see how that might be a danger, but you're in a car with rubber tires, right? And I think that's a better chance to take than staying in your car and burning to death. So apparently a lot of people did dive in their car because roads were blocked off when people were desperately trying to. All you had to do is get out on the freeway. I mean, the major roadways, and pretty much you'd be safe. You know, when you're trapped in the town with the buildings on either side of you, that's where many people died. So, Vince, that's one story. But before you get boiled about that, and I can get your reaction to it, Vince, I don't know if this one is worse or not, but so, you know, we have an organization called FEMA, Federal Emergency Management, and all Vince, they're sending people to Maui to help, but Vince, they're staying in $1,000 a night hotels that have extra rooms, so their FEMA is putting up their workers in $1,000 plus a night luxury hotels. They've been seen playing golf. They're whooping it up at the nightclubs while the people affected in Lahaina are sleeping on cots in evacuation centers. And I think that's despicable. I mean, why not put the poor, I mean, put the people in those hotels, for God's sake. Let FEMA sleep on the cot. They're supposed to be doing hard work. I don't know which is worse, Vince. They both kind of have me in a pretty irritable mood about what's going on out there right now. Back at you.
Bert, the Joplin tornado, which is near Springfield, Missouri. I was a Red Cross volunteer because I wanted to see what the Red Cross was like. My uncle told me, he was in the Battle of the Bulge in World War II. He hated the Red Cross because the Red Cross would get donations from Americans back home. And then they would go get donations of coffee from coffee manufacturers. And the Red Cross would then sell it to the GIs on the front lines. He hated them for it. And so I wanted to see. I wanted to see what they're really like. So I reported about the Joplin tornado, and I called the Red Cross, and I said, I'm going to Joplin. They said, no, we are not taking volunteers. And I told them I was going to Joplin. Went to Joplin, and I saw the desperation. I saw it looked like a lawnmower had gone across the entire city of Joplin, Missouri, or most of it, and just mowed it down. It spared some buildings. I saw a house. It's like one of those doll houses that children play with, girls play with, and it's open on a side so you can rearrange the furniture. You know, play dollhouse that you put on a table. And it'd be open and you could put furniture in there and little people in there. And I saw a house that looked like that, where the entire side was ripped off from the ground level to the roof. And the dresser was there, the bed was there, there's a bedspread nicely made, curtains were there, but the side of the house was missing. I saw this. And I saw the desperation, and I saw the police line on the entryway to Joplin, the main way in. And there was a line of cop cars, and they were forming a barricade, so you could not get in and you could not get out. This was the police. I was there. First-hand experience. And I went in the back way, and I saw a 4x8 sheet of plywood. And it said, we need help. Please help. Spray paint on a 4x8 sheet of plywood. And so we walked around, and we tried to help people. And there was a guy standing on a 24-foot by 24-foot clean-swept concrete pad. Just a pad. And we went over to him and said, do you need any help? The guy looked like he was in a daze. And he said, my garage used to be here. It looked like somebody had just swept it off to have, you know, friends come over and sit down on this nicely cleaned off concrete pad. He said, my garage used to be here. It's gone. There was a woman who took cover in a depression, like a small dip in the ground. An elderly woman. And the wind came, the rain came, piece of sheet metal covered her. The depression started filling up with water and she couldn't get out. It was people who came just before us who pulled her out and saved her from drowning. There was a truck that came from Arkansas, one of those food trucks. This guy was giving away free food. And he had volunteers, women, volunteering to run through the woods with cardboard boxes of hamburgers and hot dogs and drinks to bring them to the people who were trapped. And when they came out of the woods from the return trip, they were giggling and they thought they had just pulled off an amazing feat because they got behind enemy lines and they were able to feed people who were hungry, had no electricity, no water, no nothing. And yet the line of cop cars was blocking the entrance, so you could not help them. And I walked into the school building, had my blue jeans on, solid colored shirt, long sleeves, my Red Cross lanyard with the photo ID. I walked in there, and I just stood in the middle of the entryway. And people came up to me and asked me what I wanted them to do. They didn't know that I was not in charge. They were looking for somebody in charge. And you know what the Red Cross was doing? They were setting up a wireless network with computers for intake so that they could register people. But these are the people that came after nobody helped them. That's the Red Cross. That's the police. That's the corporate world. And one of our instructors' wives went to two submarine sandwich shops in Springfield, Missouri, and ordered 300 submarine sandwiches from two different sub shops. She went to two of them because one of them couldn't build them fast enough. And she filled up her truck, the covered cap truck, with these submarine sandwiches and took them to the emergency management people and said, this is for those who are hungry. And the emergency management people said, we can't accept them. Why? Because we don't know where they came from. They came from a sub shop in Springfield, 45 minutes away. They're already bagged. They're in the bag that says the sub shop.
Well, screw them. Just go to the Walmart parking lot and just start giving them out.
Well, okay, here's what happened. They wouldn't accept them. So they brought them to a hospital. And the hospital said the same thing. We can't give these out to our patients. No electricity, no food, no water at the hospital. But they're probably safe enough for the employees to eat. And that's what happened. So it's, what would the king do? What would the king do? Well, don't give the food to the little people. We'll eat it. This is your government. This is the Red Cross. This is exactly what happened. It's despicable. It's disgusting.
Well, I think class knows not to donate to the Red Cross. Vince, Mrs. Burt and I have been to the Four Seasons Hotel in Maui, but not to stay there, because I told her we have better things we can do with $1,000 a night than stay at this hotel. But we went there to, have some drinks and appetizers at the bar. Vince, it's a beautiful hotel, but it's ultra luxury, and it seems to me that the FEMA workers are staying there while the people in Lahaina who lost everything are sleeping on cots in school gymnasiums.
Bert, that's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what happened in Missouri, in Joplin. That's exactly what happened.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert, there are parallels between FEMA and the Red Cross. And when Mrs. Finelli and I were being inspected and detected and background searched and all that, and then we went through orientation with the Red Cross, we were told, listen, it's really great. I mean, being a Red Cross volunteer is really great. You get to, you know, get to travel the country and you don't have to pay for it. You get to travel. It's really great. And we were told, you know, don't y'all be going drinking, going to bars and stuff with your Red Cross T-shirt on. Don't y'all be doing that because it gives the Red Cross a black eye. So you're absolutely right, Bert. What would the king do? The king would travel in luxury. It's an absolute outrage. That's why nobody has any respect for a single agency within the federal government or the state governments. Back to you.
Yeah, maybe there's some branches of the military we can respect. I think the Navy SEALs and probably a few others. Vince, let's move on because we can discuss Lahaina forever and all we're going to do is get depressed. But let's move on. And Vince, there's been some more accidents with Teslas, and I don't get it. I don't know why we can't put in some kind of software to protect the occupants better in the cars from dying. It looks to me like the biggest thing that happens is you get in an accident, you're shaken up, but for some reason you can't get out of the car. Either, you know, you're hurt enough, you're disoriented and you can't get out, or the doors are jammed and the car eventually burns up and you die. And that seems to be a recurring issue. You know, there's been some more accidents. There's been lawsuits filed. And I don't know, Vince, but with my company, I'd be looking at is there things we can add to the car for safety. In other words, if an accident like that happens, I think the car's computers know something like that happened. Sound an alarm, override the door locks. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud, Vince, but I'm kind of frustrated because I hate seeing these almost every week, Vince, someone dying in a Tesla accident.
Okay, Bert, let's go the other way. Let's go the other way. So, for example, adding more features, more sensors, computer software, etc. So when a Tesla gets wet, okay, let's say there's a water involved. Let's say there's flooding involved and the person can't get out of the car.
Yeah.
Or the car catches on fire and the computer stops working because the car's on fire. Or let's say the Tesla thinks that it's being broken into because of a sudden jolt, and it locks all the doors. Let's go the other way. Let's go to my truck. I've had a Chevy 2004 and a 2001 pickup truck. Both of them have mechanical doors. There is no electronic opening of the door. There is no electronic opening or closing of the windows. They both have crank-up windows. They don't have any of this electronic stuff. And that's why I drive it, because I absolutely positively don't want to be trapped in a vehicle because of some geek somewhere, someone I don't know, writing software that's flaky. Or I don't want to have a satellite communication system, one of those little antennas on the roof, you know, like 4 inches long, they look like a keel of a sailboat on the roof of the car. They communicate with satellites. They can shut your vehicle down. They can lock you in your vehicle. They can lock you in your vehicle. They can disable your vehicle from running. So some jerk at a computer screen says, I know that guy, watch this, and clicks disable. You know, this is no fun. So I'm not going to be party to this, and I'm not going to allow it to happen to me, and I'm not going to drive one of those vehicles. I'm not going to do it. And so, you know, when you think about these people that are trapped in their car, electronic locks. You know, Tesla has worked to kind of streamline and make the vehicle look really cool, but it has a lot of sensors, and it's completely dependent on electrons. Like, no battery, nothing works. Nothing works on a Tesla without a battery. Except maybe the windshield. That probably still works. You gotta be crazy to buy one. Bert, you have gone from being an electric vehicle proponent to being an electric vehicle opponent because of the death and the destruction. I mean, they run into people, places, and things all by themselves. They start fires all by themselves. They burn down houses and ships all by themselves. This is nuts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Donald Trump surrendering to authorities in Georgia yesterday after being indicted for his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The former president had his mugshot taken upon arrival at the Fulton County Jail and was released on $200,000 bond. He later posted his mugshot on Truth Social and is now selling T-shirts with that picture and the caption, Never Surrender. Nearly 700,000 homes and businesses in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe thunderstorms slammed the region. The Maui government suing a utility company for allegedly sparking the deadly Lahaina wildfire. That lawsuit filed yesterday claims Hawaiian Electric Company kept their power lines energized earlier this month despite wind and fire warnings from forecasters. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This can be sliding. When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So there's a large dog in the home. Firefighters worked to extinguish the flames in the garage. And there was a Tesla power wall, which is a Tesla battery bank hanging on the wall. And it did $20,000 worth of damage. So it's not just Tesla cars that are being pointed to for originating fires. It's also these battery banks. Bert, this is a real serious thing because, you know, you could have a neighbor who hangs one of these lithium-ion battery banks on the wall in their garage next to their lawnmower with gasoline in it, next to the weed eater with gasoline in it, next to the 5-gallon gas cans with gasoline in them, and then next to the car with gasoline in the tank, and this power wall can catch on fire. It can.
Yeah. You know,
this is serious stuff.
Vince, you could argue they use lithium batteries in the cars because of the energy density, and we've both discussed how they're not safe. But in a home, I don't believe there's any reason to have to use lithium ion batteries. They're just using it because they got the factory. They're building them for cars, so they'll put them in homes. But there's so much safer battery packs that you can put if you want battery backup for your home. So I would say do not use the Tesla Powerwall. Vince, I just, I mean, I hate to circle back, but someone just told me, I think this is tongue-in-cheek, that don't worry, the people in Maui who have lost everything, lost their loved ones, their homes, their belongings, everything, that the U.S. government will be giving them each $700. Not making this up, apparently it's confirmed. You get $700. So meanwhile, the FEMA workers are staying in $1,000 to $2,000 night hotels, playing golf on luxury golf courses, and we're giving people who have lost everything a one-time stipend from FEMA for $700.
Well, you know, yeah, that's true. I believe that I have read that story days ago. But if you think about it, Joe and Donald had given everybody $600 for doing nothing. Okay? And they gave him $1,200 for doing nothing. So actually, $700 is a slap in the face for those who have lost everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Vince, I have a coworker, true story, who, Vince, he was going on a family vacation a few days ago and has a wonderful wife and daughter. And Vince, he has a pickup truck, right, traditional gas pickup truck, and a Tesla. And he was all set to go drive to Southern California with his wife and daughter in the Tesla. And he had attended our class where we discussed, amongst others, the fire in my neighborhood from a Tesla. And Vince, his wife told him, we're not going in the Tesla. So they took the Toyota pickup truck, traditional gas. It's a really nice truck. They said, who cares about the price of gasoline? We're talking about our lives. So they fit fine, just three of them fit fine. There's, you know, big cab. And, you know, they had a great vacation, Vince, and they just couldn't take the Tesla. After hearing
our
class.
Is this the guy, I won't mention his name, but is this the guy who has a Tesla that has seat controls that are falling apart, and it's something that should be covered under warranty, and Tesla said, oh, no, that's wear and tear. Y'all done wore out the controls for the seat.
Yeah. Is
that the guy?
That's correct, Ben. Yeah. Yeah. So he's pretty much regretting.
I got to tell you, I would be backing up a gasoline powered vehicle right next to the Tesla, and I'd park it right by the front door so nobody could get into the dealership. And I'd rather bring my diesel truck and just let it idle and let the diesel exhaust fumes fill up the showroom until somebody came out and honored the warranty on the Tesla.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it pretty go ahead.
Or I would take some white shoe polish, the kind that you can wash off with water, the kind nurses used to put on their white shoes, or the kind that we used to put on the windows for our road rallies at the university. We had our automobile road rallies. We put the car number on with white shoe polish in the corner of the front window. I would put Tesla won't honor warranty on both side windows and the back window, and I would leave it at the Walmart parking lot for a while for everybody to see.
Yeah.
And then I'd call, News 7, News... Yeah, that's I'd call TV News. Say, come on out. Let's talk about
it. It'd be kind of like if you had a home appliance or a laptop or something, and the screen fell out and the keyboard fell apart, and the manufacturer said, oh, gee, that's wear and tear. I mean, that's kind of what it is.
Yeah. By the way, is Elon Musk? Is he broke? Is it probably he doesn't have any money that he can't honor the warranty, or is it a problem he's fleecing his customers?
Well, he did take a pretty big loss on X, formerly known as Twitter, in a rare
100% of that. 100% of that was his doing.
Yeah. No. He let his ego, you know, for class. I mean, basically, he set out a price that he wanted to buy Twitter for. Of course, the stock market was crashing at the time, but he seemed oblivious to that. Said he'll waive due diligence to get it done quickly. And at first, everyone said, "Oh, Elon Musk taking over Twitter. That's horrible. He'll you know, because let's face it, back at that time, Twitter was censoring a lot of free speech. Vince, the federal, I don't think Class knows this, the federal government literally had employees from the FBI working, paid by the FBI working at Twitter. I mean, they had people on the payroll that the federal government was subsidizing to do censorship at Twitter. That's how bad it was. So at first everyone said, "Oh man, we can't let Elon Musk take over." But then they realized this guy is massively overpaying for the company. So even left-wing ideologues who hated Elon Musk and realized the gig is over as far as, you know, the way they were geared extremely left-wing, Vince, and what they would allow to get posted. Well, when money came into play, it didn't matter. And I got a little bit of a chuckle, the fact that all these people that were so against Elon Musk buying Twitter, once the stock market was crashing and they realized this guy made a huge mistake and he's massively overpaying, all of a sudden they all said, "Oh, we support it. We want to sell." So it's funny how a little bit of a lesson there that money seems to trump everything.
You're talking about the threat from those on the inside of Twitter saying you will buy Twitter.
Yeah.
Because Musk was going to back out. They were going to sue him to make him buy it.
They changed their tune from being, "Oh, my God, this will be terrible." And you know, because basically Elon was threatening to make it free speech and open it up to all sides of an argument, which I think is a good thing. And they were all against it at first. But then when they realized, hey, we're getting paid like over double what that, you know, probably three or four times what that company is really worth. And there were no other buyers, Vince. There was no, you know, nobody else with Facebook, you know. Basically, any other potential buyer either was smart enough to know it probably wasn't worth anything near that price, or there'd be competitive issues, antitrust issues. So there was no other buyers, and the people that were running Twitter and the major shareholders, they all said, "We want this deal." So they changed their tune to say, "Elon Musk, you have to buy Twitter." And this is probably the worst financial mistake that he's made, although, you know, he's got a lot of companies out there. So, yes, does he have the money? He took a pretty big paper loss on X.
That's nothing. He still has the company. He still could honor the warranties on these defective cars.
Of course he could.
Headline in the press, Democrat.com. Quote, fire causing $20,000 in damage to Santa Rosa home originated in Tesla Powerwall, officials say, end quote. So there's one. Bert, you know, you're talking about censorship. USA Preparers had been on YouTube for about 10 years, the Ron Gibson channel. He diligently edited out the commercials and posted our content on YouTube. He did the same for Alex Jones and Michael Rivera. All three of us were thrown off YouTube, censored. So, you know, class, when you think that all can't be true, the FBI, CIA, they wouldn't have employees embedded within a corporation.
Yeah, they were of Vince, they were literally going to work at a desk at Twitter.
Right.
FBI employees. I mean,
now, I can't,
what kind of country are we? Is this Soviet Union?
Oh, I think it's worse than the Soviet Union. I think it's worse because they're all trying to go in one direction. We have saboteurs within. We have infiltrators within organizations. So USA Prepares, 10 years of our work had been deleted by YouTube because they felt that we needed to be deleted, and many others. So if you're going to tell the truth, and the truth is counter to the government position, if you're saying COVID is real and COVID is devastating and the immunizations can kill you and destroy your immune system, then they can't have that because they want people getting the immune system, the immunization, alleged immunization. And people got really sick and a lot of people died.
Yeah. And
so it's population control.
Vince, let me make another point. It doesn't mean that everything we say turns out to be 100% true. The point is,
it's darn close. It's darn close, Bert.
But well, my point though is that you have to throw out ideas and to have a free, open discussion. And you know, maybe somewhere down the line, something somebody says turns out. You know, Vince, a couple of years ago, I'm pretty sure I told people I thought the Tesla Model X was a good vehicle. So
yeah, but I countered that. I countered that, and I said you've lost your mind.
Okay, so you need those. You need that free expression of ideas, even if somewhere down the line, something proves. You know, no one's going to be 100% correct, but you can't suppress stories because we now know that the government was trying to suppress the story of COVID coming from the lab in China. I don't know why. It was so obvious. I mean, to anyone with common sense. For whatever reason, they suppressed that. They put out a lot of mistruths. They claimed
that. They suppressed it because we built it. We were complicit in the building of the bioweapon to kill people all over the world. The committee thinks there are too many of us. I happen to agree with that. But I don't think we should kill people. I think we should have education and tell people that breed responsibly.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Now, Bert, I'm going to be traveling out to the Ozarks Homesteading Expo shortly, right after we're done with class today. And the air conditioning system quit in my truck, and it's pretty hot. So I fixed it with a paperclip, literally a paperclip. And maybe next week we can talk about, we don't have time to do it right now, but there's a way you can do that. Not in all cases, but some cases. And, Bert, are you going to be with us on Tuesday? I have you on the schedule. Is that right?
You know, I heard a rumor about that, so it must be true. If I heard it and you heard it, then I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think the board approved it. I think they did. So yeah. I'll check. I'll see if I can get them all together and verify it. But I think it's true.
Yeah, and did you clear it with the front office and the back office?
Well, yeah, I think it's been cleared there, but the board has to approve it. It's hard to get them all together.
Yeah, Vince.
Yeah.
Do you want me the person who just took their family down that did not want to drive the Tesla and decided to put the family in the truck? Just okay. He said he doesn't want to get in trouble with Tesla. He just said, "I still want my car fixed."
Well, someday you ought to tell them about what happened with Capital Ford and how they're gonna give you a hard time, and you went on the radio and you talked about them, the guy was scared he was gonna lose his job.
Yeah,
Capital Ford.
He knows. Hey, Vince. Kind of a little more uplifting. How's Natural Farms going? Because it seems like, with all this stuff going on, if you want to clear your mind and kind of be out in nature and you know, have some good vibes and experience healthy living and get close to nature, it seems like it's it's still summer. I'm guessing the weather's probably pretty nice right now to do some camping at Natural Farms. Now, if you're going to be at the expo, Will some of your family be helping out at the camp?
You have a lot of
doggies. Will the doggies help show the person to their proper number of campground and show them where the food is? And
I was going to do something. My son said, don't do it. So the farmhouse is, relatively close to the campground. It was really quiet last night. And we have a lot of campers here right now. And there's tents all over the campground. And so the campers are, 100% of them are going to this expo. It's really kind of neat. And I've been teaching the dogs how to sing, literally. And I just go, oh, and just a little howl. And they all jump in and they start howling and howling. And my son said, don't do it. It was the still of the night, and I thought, good time for choir practice. And he was afraid that I would probably frighten the campers because they would hear the dogs howling, and these guys are intense. Now, some of them have camper trailers and vans and that kind of thing, but it's great. Bert, I'm just delighted. I'm ecstatic. Yeah. We're going to be around the campfire tonight. It's going to be a tiny campfire because it's kind of hot, but to keep the mosquitoes away. And we'll be, I'll be teaching preparedness with a group of campers. So it's the expo during the day, and then they have me as a seminar leader and around the campfire leader in the discussion. So I'm really excited about that. And we're doing the same thing tomorrow night as well as tonight. So, yeah, the campground's looking really good.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great.
I'll get some pictures, and maybe I'll put them on the website. But it's really, really nice. The campsite is magnificent. As a matter of fact, a guy called up and said, hey, I'd like to camp with you. And I said, sure, where are you? He said, well, I'm just leaving this other place. And I went there, and I was going to camp there, and it's terrible. A bunch of meth heads, and it was really dangerous and seedy looking. And I said, well, you won't find that here. And so he came here, and I was talking to him last night. He brought his camper trailer. And he's looking around. He said, this is really nice. So he's seen what's available. He went to two other places. He wouldn't stay there. He stayed with us. He was just delighted. So, and I noticed something about the campers, Bert.
What's that?
They are just like us. They're kind. They're polite. They are deliberate, pleasant. They smile. They're glad to be here. We're glad to have them. They're looking forward to learning. It's not much better than a student who really appreciates learning in class. It's really nice. And that's what we have here. So I'm delighted to be part of it. So, one of the things that we want to do is keep this moving forward, where we have classes of just our students coming to camp.
Yeah.
Well, Bert, another wonderful class with you. So I'll see you on Tuesday. With board approval, talking about the board of directors of USA Prepares. And if I get all of them together, we'll have a real quick approval meeting and make sure that this is ready to go for Tuesday. As far as I can, I think I can convince them. I think I can.
Yeah, it should go. Given I've done Friday class, it should go through fairly smoothly.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.